Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. Waterfowl seasons are just around the corner. We're going to talk about that this week. My guest is Mike Szymanski. Mike is the head waterfowl biologist for Game and Fish. Mike, actually we've got one waterfowl season that's just closing.
That's right, Tom. We're just wrapping up our early September Canada goose season here in the state. And folding into our regular waterfowl hunting season.
I know you haven't really had a chance to look at the numbers from the early Canada goose season yet, but what have you heard anecdotally? Were there a lot of birds around?
Well, yeah, I was out and about a bit myself, and it was interesting. There was it was tough to find geese in August. That was pretty much the case throughout most of the state, I think, and guys weren't too active, but then we had a big push of birds at Labor Day weekend when that big front came in, and a lot of geese started showing up, and I think guys did a little bit better.
Is the early season accomplishing what it was designed to do?
Well, it's certainly adding on a lot of harvest that I don't think we would have had otherwise. I mean, we're getting an extra, 35 to 65,000 geese harvested during that combined August and September.
Sure.
One's part management take and part is hunting season, but we are getting some extra geese harvested as a result.
Let's talk about duck numbers, Mike. In order to have good duck numbers year after year, you have to have good nesting habitat. How are we looking here in North Dakota?
Yeah, ducks are kind of funny. As far as the way people think of them, a lot of folks think of them as being a wetland species, which of course they are, but when it comes to their nesting habitats, they do need to have good perennial upland grass cover to be able to successfully pull off nests. I mean, they can try to nest just about anywhere, but where they actually are successful is where the rubber meets the road. So it's a combination of good water conditions and good upland nesting conditions. And this year was a little tough at the beginning, but then we started getting some rainfall a little bit later. I think that helped. So I think this year we were probably all right. We're just kind of plodding along. We've lost a lot of CRP and other
Sure.
upland nesting cover that's going to show up at some point in a big way, probably when we have a dry year, but we were just wet enough this year. I think we did all right.
How are we looking in the second part of the equation? You mentioned water conditions.
Water conditions, going into the hunting season now, we're going to have a better handle of that as we finish our fall wetland survey, which we're just getting done right now. It sounds to me like it's going to be kind of variable across the state. We know some areas of the state got significant rainfall this summer, and I think some of that has persisted and is going to stay around, but there's definitely some dry spots out there when you go and look. It's going to be hit or miss, and guys are going to really need to do their homework.
I know last spring we thought we were heading into another drought cycle, but we actually had a pretty wet summer.
Yeah, a lot of the state was fairly wet this summer. The central part especially seemed to be fairly dry, but you get further east and north especially, and there was quite a bit more rainfall on a regular basis with some occasional heavy rains. So they're doing pretty good for water if you're looking to have a lot of water in the landscape.
All right, let's talk about duck numbers themselves. What can waterfowl hunters expect to see in the skies this fall?
Well, we're heading into another liberal season framework again this year, which is all right by most people. So guys should have pretty good numbers to look forward to. Like I said, we had pretty decent reproduction in North Dakota. Prairie Canada's doing all right too. They had a fairly wet summer and good conditions coming out of spring. They carried a lot of water out of winter into spring, and then they got decent rainfall over the last 6 months or so too. So they should have decent reproduction, and then whether or not we see those ducks is all a function of weather and migration patterns, which
sure.
I guess lucky for me, I can say is not part of my control.
Yeah. I know avid waterfowl hunters are always curious about the conditions up in Canada, Saskatchewan, mm-hmm. Manitoba, even Alberta. A lot mm-hmm. of the speckle bellies
yep.
come down in that area. And you mentioned the water conditions have been good. The crop, I would guess, is coming down. Things look good at our neighbor to the north?
Yeah, I mean, they've got, especially west central Saskatchewan's been fairly wet, so they'll be probably staging a lot of birds in that area. Like I said, it's all a function of weather when we get them. When you go that far northwest, it's surprising how similar the weather patterns can be to what we have. And unfortunately, sometimes the same weather that forces those birds out of Western Saskatchewan also forces birds out of North Dakota. So hopefully we get a little bit of a smooth transition where we get some of those birds before they all just want to leave North Dakota too.
Sure. Our rules and regulations are pretty much predicated by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, mm-hmm. of course. Are there any changes to limits, bird limits, possession limits, things like
that? We're right on track this year for the same packages we had last hunting season. Our only real change this year is that folks in North Dakota will be able to buy duck stamps online with the validation number, I guess, that allows them to hunt before they actually receive
The federal duck stamps.
Yeah,
now,
before they receive their physical duck stamp. And, you know, guys can purchase those stamps in other places too, but they won't get the validation number if they use the U.S. Postal Service. But that method also works well.
Any changes to the rules and regulations?
No, we are looking just spot on for what we had last year. A little bit of a calendar shift, and that's about it, really.
In a nutshell, tell me what the season looks like.
It's looking pretty good. I mean, we can do is hope that we're set up well and
get some weather.
hope that weather cooperates and the next 6 or 7 weeks transpire well for us, and we're set up for that. So if we get the right amount of weather patterns, cold and then breaks in between so that we stage birds for a while, we could have pretty good hunting in the state.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Thanks, Tom.
Hunting seasons are in full swing in North Dakota. Archery seasons for deer and pronghorn are both open, as well as the season on mourning doves. Grouse and partridge seasons are now open. The early resident waterfowl season opens September 24th, and the regular waterfowl season is set for an opening on Saturday, October 1st. Pheasant and fall turkey seasons open October 8th, and the 2016 firearms deer season opens at noon on Friday, November 4th. For Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. See you again next week.